Dave Schluter joins us here on this show. He also joins us on that show on Saturdays. He joins us everywhere. Hello, Dave Schluter. How are you?
Hi, John. I really appreciate, again, the opportunity. I know your audience is great. This is directed to people in your audience who've already done an estate plan, perhaps on their computer and not had an attorney, or it's been a few years since they did their estate plan. And the topic is accidental probate. And you did a great lead-in, which is typing words in a computer will or a lawyer-prepared will that say, my house known as 123 Cherry Street, Arlington Heights, Illinois, typing it in the document has no bearing on keeping your estate out of probate. Many lawyers will give a disclaimer in their probate or their trust documents that says it's up to the customer to fund it. And then what happens is, as has happened a few times since the new year, I have the kids of where both parents have passed away in my office. We're here to establish the trust administration. And I said, unfortunately, sorry, it's going to be way more money. Your parents didn't follow up or just tried to do a shortcut. And again, the announcement is, and tell people, you know, if you have friends and relatives or you have your own trust, here's the key. Listing it in the legal document does not make it work. Same thing with investment accounts, money market accounts, savings accounts. My savings at Chase, known as this branch, no good once both people are gone. Now, sometimes I do a shot and a goal where I have the widow usually in my office, and they owned everything together, and I do what's called the tune-up, and I say, here's the to-do list while you're still healthy and everything, while you're around, to clean this up. But unfortunately, sometimes there are, you know, tragic accidents for both people or a single person, and they think whatever they paid for is going to, you know, keep their family out of the court system. But it really derails the whole thing if you don't have somebody who really follows up to make sure that the key is a retitling of real estate, a retitling of beneficiary accounts, a retitling of pay on death on regular bank accounts to your trust. Otherwise, pretty much your wishes will eventually be fulfilled. We provide what's called a pour over will that says we still hope our wishes work even though we didn't follow up. I think lawyers invented that just
right.
In case. But there's so much extra work and aggravation. And again, when we're talking about what to do, it's happened in my office since January, like three times where people have the stare. They can't believe that it didn't work.
I want to make sure that everyone understands, including me, what you're saying here. Because
sure. If
you have a will or you don't have a will, you're going to probate court. Well, you aren't. Your loved ones will.
Right.
And
right.
The creditors will get at it. And that's why a lot of people on this show and other shows say, build a trust. Okay. That
right.
Shields you from probate. But building the trust, writing the documents, is like the box. But you're
correct.
Saying that what people aren't doing is then putting the things actually in the box. So, for example, in the trust documents, it says, in this trust, there will be the house, there'll be the car,
correct.
There'll be this checking account. But in order to get in the box, then you have to go to those original things, the house, the car, whatever right. It is, and retitle it to the name of the box.
Yeah, to make it work. And again, sometimes... Again, it's just a matter of if there's people that are what we call these mills, these legal mills, they have a disclaimer that says, you know, acknowledge your DocuSign that you're on your own after we do our papers. And it's really a disservice. So what I want to invite people would be to, first of all, tell parents, tell siblings who've done a trust, make sure you come into a lawyer's office, mine or somebody else, to do a tune-up, to say, let's do an inventory of everything you have so that something doesn't end up there dangling and kicking you in, again, as I'm calling tonight's appearance, the accidental probate. And then if they want to come see me, that's fine. We always do a free consult. They could bring everything. And again, I do really appreciate this end of my practice because I feel like I'm really doing a service, you know, when the people, at least when one of the people are alive or if they're single and they're still healthy and we can still get the documents done. And it basically is very fulfilling to say, by the way, for whatever you paid me, which is very reasonable, you just saved thousands of dollars, you know, for your family. So it's just a matter of learning what you just said perfectly, which is you can create the box, but it's of no effect in what's called funding. You have to have funding, or another legal word is vesting. It's like having a car but they take out the ignition switch.
Right,
It's worthless.
So
I just don't want to see it happen. And
yeah,
like I said, I've been able to meet with people, and it's very fulfilling. Or if they never had a trust at all, I will let them know in our office. We have a debriefing on the day they sign where we give them a letter. Here's what you need to do in order to make it work, because I wouldn't want 5 years from now the unfortunate call, hey, I'm at my lawyer, and he says you stink. You know, and I
yes.
go, well, wait a minute, you know, I told your parents, you know, what to do or whatever. So it's not really defensive practice. It really is doing a service to the public. So, again, people listening in your audience, they're very informed. Have them look at their own documents. Have them pull their own deed if they want and see if it happened. But, again, we offer that service. We call it the tune-up. It's a free consultation. And if they, you know, bring what they have, we can ask some questions. Maybe they need a follow-up. Or we'll jump in and do the documents and give them some letters to make sure everything ends up not just in the document, but in the box, as you said.
630-285-5300 is how you reach Dave Schluter. You can go to WGNattorney.com. It reroutes you to the website. And then you mentioned that will. We get this question a lot. Do I need a trust and a will? You mentioned that spillover will. Let's say you've built the box. You put everything in the box. You acquire some property 3 days before you die. You didn't have enough time to put it in the trust. The will says, hey, anything extra on top goes into the trust. Did I explain that pretty fair?
Yeah, it's a pour over, and it doesn't say pour over on the title. I've had people call me, why didn't my lawyer do a pour over? I said, well, if you read it, it says, in the event, just like you said, get ready to take the bar, John. I think you're ready to go. In the event that there is an asset, I had one where somebody got an inheritance, $20,000 made out to the dead parent, but the pour over will at least says, this is going to end up in the names of the people that I name in my trust. Because a lot of times people, either they have super wealthy, one out of four kids, or one that is trouble or whatever, and has a, you know, some different aspects. So that you don't want it to go the probate route, because it could end up accidentally going to people who they didn't intend. So, yeah, the pour of a will after the fact can still pour stuff into that trust.
Got 1 minute for this question. John, what about a transfer of death certificate for your personal residence? It's filed with the state for a single father with his kids as beneficiaries. First of all, I didn't know you could put multiple people on a transfer on death certificate for a residence. Can you, and is that a good way to at least get things started?
Well, they can do it. It's called a TODI, T-O-D-I. And what it does is it is just for real estate. It gets signed. And it actually gets filed. Why? It's one of the only documents that gets filed while you're alive at the county recorder. But yeah, it can have a plan B. It can say to my spouse, Joan, but in the event she doesn't survive me, then to these three kids or whatever.
Okay.
And that is a mini trust just for real estate. But yeah, that's what that's called. It's called a TODI.
So that's a good way to do that. Trusts are one way to kind of strengthen it and make sure everything is rowing with this in the same direction, I guess you could say, Dave Schluter. This is complicated stuff. I like that tune-up idea for if you have a trust or you want the DocuSign route or something along those lines. Talk to Dave Schluter. Have him look it over. Make sure that you've built the box and you put the things on in it. His number is 630-285-5300, WGNattorney.com. I get that all right, Dave Schluter?
Yes, and have a great rest of your show. Thanks so much, John, for the opportunity, as always.
Dave's great. He's such a nice guy.